Okay, yeah, I've always pined for one of those. And so that's interesting that that's one of the ones you got rid of that you don't regret. So I never did own one. Never owned a Weatherby at all. Nothing in 300 Weatherby. But I needed to get something to replace my, you know, aside from my vintage, you know, my vintage pieces. I got to figure out where I'm going here. I'm going to pick up this chair. And I don't know where I'm supposed to go to do that. It's At Home Decor Superstore. And I've never will called anything from here before, so your guess is as good as mine. But anyhow, bottom line is that, you know, I have the older stuff, the 303 British, and then, you know, the 0383 and the, sorry, I'm navigating the parking lot here, and it's ooh-squirreling me, Grand and all that stuff, but I don't have anything modern. See, that's why I picked up that 700. I had a Ruger, and I regret selling it, and there you go. I did trade it for a really nice 1100 trap gun. You know, it's a, you know, so custom trap. And, you know, I'm glad to have that, you know, gun. I really am. It's a beautiful piece, and I needed a, I didn't have any automatic shotguns, and I wanted that 1100 trap. Hold on. So I ended up trading the Ruger M77, but that Ruger in 30-06 was a tack driver. And, you know, so I wish I had both, you know. I wish I had the shotgun and the Ruger M77. But when I got rid of that, I didn't have any modern centerfire large bores, so that's why I bought the 700 to kind of fill that niche that didn't need filling but left